The Department of Justice wants a court to unseal the search warrant used to enter former President Trump's home in Florida this week. And Trump says he agrees the documents should be made public. This comes after Monday, when FBI agents searched Trump's home as part of an effort by the National Archives to recover materials he had held onto. So let's walk through the timeline of events here with NPR's Ryan Luke as he covers the Justice Department. Hey, Ryan, so can we spin back to last year? President Trump left office, moved back home to Mar-a-Lago. It wasn't too long before the National Archives realized Trump took some materials with him. What did the National Archives do at the time?
So officials from the National Archives went down to Mar-a-Lago. They collected 15 boxes of documents, records, materials more generally from Trump's residence there. The National Archives said that some of those boxes contain classified information. Officials at the archives then asked the Justice Department to look into the matter, and the department eventually opened an investigation to look into the potential mishandling of classified information and government documents more generally.
Yeah. Okay. Subsequent to that, there was some back and forth between Trump's legal team and the Justice Department before this search warrant. What do we know about that?
Right. So there appears to have been a subpoena that was issued to Trump over some of these documents. We know that officials from the Justice Department went down to Mar-a-Lago sometime late this spring, early summer, held a meeting with Trump's attorneys down there. They went and looked at a room in which some documents, boxes of documents, were being held. There's reporting that there was a question about perhaps putting a better lock on the door.
Yeah, yeah.
But ultimately, clearly, the Justice Department was not totally satisfied with the answers that it received, because clearly there were concerns that more documents may still be down there, and certainly documents that the government is worried about remaining out in the wild, so to speak,
and,
which would then lead us to the FBI search warrant.
Yeah, right. And that this previous meeting, do we know if any documents were taken from Mar-a-Lago then, earlier this year?
From the previous meeting, I don't know for sure whether there were. Clearly, there's stuff that the Justice Department felt from information that it had collected, that information was left behind that they needed to get.
Okay. So here we are now, this week, days after the FBI searches, carts away these boxes of documents. Now the Justice Department wants to make the search warrant and the inventory from the search public. What kinds of information tends to be on those documents?
So the warrant would usually tell us what crimes the FBI is investigating, which is something that we've all been kind of speculating about and have a decent idea about, but this would say it in black and white on the page. The inventory, or the property receipt, as it's called, will give us a list of what the agents found at Mar-a-Lago. It's not going to be a page-by-page description of each single document that they may have taken out, but it will give the public a general idea of what agents found there. And that's something, of course, that will give us a much better picture. These two documents combined will give us a much better picture of what this is all about than we have at this point in time.
And what is the process for those documents possibly becoming public? Is this a court decision we're awaiting?
It is a court decision. The Justice Department has filed a motion with the court asking them to unseal these two documents. It is important to say here, though, that President Trump, his attorneys received copies of this document, of both of these documents, when the search took place. And he was free to...
Oh, they have them. Yeah.
Yes. And he could have released these documents at any point in time. He did not do that. Instead, what he's done over the past several days is attack the Justice Department and the FBI. And that has led to similar partisan attacks from many of his allies on federal law enforcement.
And quickly, Mar-a-Lago is not just Donald Trump's home. It's a private club. People can pay to join. There are parties and other events. What are the security concerns about Mar-a-Lago?
Well, there are significant security concerns about Mar-a-Lago. We saw a couple of years ago a Chinese woman, a Chinese national, who passed a Secret Service checkpoint there. And that raised significant concerns, counterintelligence concerns of someone potentially putting listening devices or what have you. This is not a secure government building in the way that, say, the National Archives would be or Pentagon. So keeping classified documents, government documents of any sort there is going to be a significant concern for national security officials, okay. For sure.
Ryan Lucas, NPR Justice Correspondent. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you.